This article made a big controversy in 1968. It was an article by Daniel Fuller, who was then at Fuller Seminary, a professor of New Testament in Bulletin of the Evangelical Theological Society. He said, look at Matthew 13:32. Jesus is telling a parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds. But when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make its nests in its branches. Dr. Fuller said, the problem with this statement is it's not true. Because he said there are some other seeds in nature that are smaller, such as, he said, the orchid seed. It's actually smaller than a mustard seed. Well, he said, don't worry. The Bible isn't given to us to teach us about mustard seeds. It isn't, in fact, given to teach us about any botanical information. It's given to teach us about the kingdom of God and doctrine like that. And it is true that the kingdom of God starts small and becomes large, and that's the point. So don't worry. Jesus just incidentally affirmed this in passing, just to make a point. What do you think? No, Phil? Not happy with it? What's the problem? Okay. I'm going to just repeat your words. If it's wrong there, it's wrong somewhere else. And many, many people reacted. Lay people, pastors, academic people reacted to Dr. Fuller's statement and said the same thing, basically. If it's wrong here, if Jesus is stating something false, how do I know if I can trust him anyplace else? So what do you do then? Was a problem. And some people tried to look at the grammar and see, well, maybe this is just a comparative, smaller than many seeds or something like that. The problem is, the Greek is a superlative. It means smallest. Mikrototos, I think. I have to go look at the text. And all seeds is all seeds. So that was a problem. But you know what? It's just a question of spending a little time. And when I heard that, I didn't have an answer initially. And then I began to look at it and say, now, what is really going on here? And my response is, first, God is Lord of human language, and he can use human language to communicate perfectly without having to affirm any false ideas. Jesus didn't have to say something false in order to teach on the kingdom of God. My goodness, he was omniscient. He could have said anything to illustrate this that was true. So I just didn't want to say that he said something false. But I think actually smallest of all seeds, looked at the Greek word. The Greek word is sperma. And that word seed, in an agricultural society, speaking to people who were agriculturally oriented, that word would have meant seed for crops, seed you sow in the ground. Just like this, just in the same chapter, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. In other words, I think that Dr. Fuller was using the wrong definition of this Greek word. I think we should define the Greek word in terms that the first century hearers living in a farming community or society would have used. And for them, if you say seeds, it's something like what you'd say out in Rick and Debbie, where are your friends? Oklahoma would have talked about seeds. It's what you get at the seed store. And when you talk about seeds, you're not talking about seeds you put under a microscope in a laboratory. You're talking about the things you buy at the seed store to plant seeds. And that's the context. So that I think that Dr. Fuller was importing a 20th century biologist definition of the word into the biblical text. And that's not the definition that the hearers would have understood. They would have understood of all the different kinds of seeds that you use for crops. And in that case, the mustard seed was the smallest seed, things that you plant and you grow. And so I think that the answer to it is Jesus is making a very true statement. It is the smallest of all seeds if you define seed rightly. But Dr. Fuller was forcing a wrongful 20th century biological definition on the word. Is that all right? Make sense? Okay. So I don't agree with this saying the Bible writers could affirm false ideas current in their day and teach them in an incidental way. I still think they would be affirming falsehood then. And then I think such an accommodation by God to our misunderstandings would imply that God had acted contrary to his nature as an unlying God. God is not a man that he should lie. This passage just contrasts human speech with God's speech and says God is unlike human beings. And he doesn't speak falsely. Or in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. If these are God's words in the Bible, then they are words that are completely truthful, and it's impossible. It's contrary to God's character to speak falsehood. And Hebrews 6:18, it's impossible for God to lie. He doesn't speak falsehood. And I have to say about Dr. Fuller, I went to Fuller Seminary one year. I had Dr. Fuller in a class. He was a wonderful, amazing teacher. I learned a lot from him in terms of New Testament and interpreting the Bible, but I just disagree with him on this point.